Welcome to Shomer Show and Daf Shir sponsor Nishmas Rabbi Yaakov Shomer and Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sukkah Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara in Mudalev in the middle of the page speaks about Murr, which is called Marir to the Agmo, grows in the Agam, as Rashi says, and can you use that in Pesach? And the Gemara says that if it's called Marir to the Agmo, that means it's not pure Murr. It has a Shem Levi, has an extra name. And if it has an extra name, it's not the pure Murr that the Torah is speaking about. So how can we use that in Pesach? So Abaye says, Kol shenishtana shmoi koydim matan Torah, uvosa Torah v'kvida aleyo, if the name changed before the Torah was written, was given, so then you know the Torah cares about. We have two things. The Torah said one, it's going to exclude the other. Because b'yadua shesh lo shem levai. But if it wasn't changed before Matan Torah, hani lo nishtana shmoi koydim matan Torah, klal, and therefore the Torah, when the Torah says Murr, didn't come to exclude Murr to the Agmo, because Murr to the Agmo didn't have that name before Matan Torah. Rava disagrees, and Rava says they're still called Murr, Murr to Stomashmai, and it's called Murr to Agmo for a different reason. Now here, this brings us to a discussion, a debate. How do we look at what the Torah tells us? We know, we believe that the Torah is endless. The Torah is not time-bound. The Torah refers to every single generation. When the Torah is not written to a specific generation, the Torah was given to that generation. So what is Abaye saying? That the Torah writes whatever was there when the Torah was given, so the Torah is going to exclude that type. But whatever is not there, the Torah is not going to exclude it. Isn't the Torah something which is not bound by time? Isn't it something which isn't totally bizman? It's a Torah which is timeless. How do we understand this concept? Really, the Tzoras Paneach, brought down the Mechtovim, he says that this is the Mechlekes, Abaye V'Rava. Abaye V'Rava are arguing when the Torah gives you something, is it not bound by time, or it's specifically for the time of the Torah? Now, it could be that even the Tzoras Paneach agrees that obviously the concepts of Torah, they're not bound by time, the kulam. Everybody agrees that Torah refers to every generation. But the way the Torah appears in our eyes, the words the Torah is using, the words that belong to that specific time. And therefore, if in the time the Torah was given, there's no two types of Murrs, says Abaye, the Torah is not coming to refer to what's going to happen in the future, at least the way the Torah is appearing in our eyes, the words of the Torah. And Rava says, no, the Torah is given with an outlook to everything that's going to happen in the future, including all new chidushim, new additions to the language that will happen later. So therefore the Torah can speak about the future as well, and that's what the Mechlekes by Avirovo, that's what Tzoras Paneach explains. And what can I add to this? The following. We know that the difference between Lashon HaKodesh and Shara Lashonis is that other languages, the words are not defining the thing, they're just a nickname. If I have a cup, a cup is this glass that can contain water. The cup doesn't define this glass. I could have called the cup a window. I just call it a cup. That's the nickname for this container. But in Lashon HaKodesh, the word kois, that's what defines what this shape is. It's a chaf of vav samech. It's the letters, it's the gematria of the letters. These letters create this word which defines the thing itself. We always speak about the fact that Chazal tell us, Istakel b'raiso b'ra'amo, Kadosh Baruch Hu looked at the Torah and created the world. So the world is created based on the Torah. So when the words of the Torah said kais, that's what creates the kais in the world. Shakol niya b'dvaray. Everything was created in the words of Kadosh Baruch Hu. The word defines a thing and creates it. But Lashon HaKodesh, the word is the thing itself, not how you define it, not how you come and describe it. So Yemeli can explain, that's what Abaye says. Anything that was in the world before the Torah was given, and the Torah came and referred to it, so that's the definition of the thing. Because the Torah is referring to this item. But if the item wasn't in the world, it only came later. So maybe the pshat is that the way we call it, that's not the word be'etzem, it's not its word. Marir to the Agmo, it's really only Marir. The fact that Torah did not give a different name means that we have a new nickname. It's like Kivyachol having a different language. The same way when I say cup in English doesn't mean anything, the cup. So adding the word in Hebrew, which is now written in the Torah, doesn't give it the Shem HaDavar, Etzem HaDavar, like the original world who was speaking the Torah. Says Abaye, if the Torah was given, and this thing that was in the world did not have a name, that means it doesn't have a specific name, the name is just a nickname. Rava says no. The Torah is looking at the future. The Torah, even though it was given a certain generation, but if there's something that will come later, the Torah would have spoken about that, even though it's not here yet. As the Tzavos Panech explains. But Abai is saying, we are here to define a thing based on its word. If I don't have the word in the Torah, that means that's not part of the definition of the item. Anyone want to join the Shomachshav email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshav@gmail.com.